Good morning
早上好，
and Merry Christmas.
圣诞
Right?
快乐。
The wait is over. We're only a few days away from probably a day that we all look forward to the entire year. Let's open with a word of prayer.
只有几个星期，马上就到今年这一年的结束，让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您。
that you would send your son Jesus into this world for us.
你把您的儿子耶稣，带到这个世界。
I thank you for this church that loves the Lord Jesus.
我们感恩恩典堂爱您。
I pray for this message this morning.
我为今天的信息祷告。
I pray that the Holy Spirit would use it to touch each one of our hearts.
我祷告圣灵会在这里 touch，触摸每个人的心灵。
I pray for the Spirit's guidance as your word is preached.
我祷告圣灵会，带领我们。
And I pray that you would get all of the glory.
And 我祷告一切的荣耀都归于您神。
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
我们奉主基督耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
So I invite you to open your Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 2. We're going to be in Luke chapter 2 today, and the title of this sermon is The Wait is Over.
我邀请你打开你的圣经，翻到路加福音的第二章。今天的题目是等待已经结束了。
And if I'm being completely honest, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
如果我完全的诚实，我可以告诉你，圣诞节是我这一生这一年最喜欢的时间。
I love the Christmas music that plays on the radios and in stores.
我喜欢收音机和商店里播放的圣诞音乐。
I love decorating our homes with Christmas decorations.
我喜欢用圣诞装饰品来装饰我们的家。
I love the holiday parties and gift exchanges and celebrations that are at every corner.
我喜欢节日的聚会，礼物的交换，庆祝的活动随处可见。
And a staple of Christmas time is Christmas cards.
圣诞节的主要内容呢，是圣诞贺卡。
People send Christmas cards as a way to share a holiday greeting with friends and family.
人们发送圣诞贺卡与朋友和家人分享节日祝福的一种方式。
They offer an expression of goodwill and personal communication that extends beyond a simple text message or phone call.
贺卡提供的善意的表达和个人的沟通超过了我们简单的短信或者是电话的范围。
But imagine, if you will, receiving a Christmas card with a very special announcement.
想象一下，收到了一张带有非常特别公告的圣诞贺卡。
And imagine, if you will, receiving this announcement not from FedEx or from UPS, but rather from an angel from above.
想象一下，您收到的贺卡不是来自联邦快递或者 UPS，而是来自天上的天使。
Well, we might say that that's the greatest Christmas card we've ever received.
我们可以说，这是我们能想到的最棒的圣诞贺卡。
What if I told you this was based on a true story?
如果我告诉你，这是根据真实故事改编的。
See, this is precisely what happened a little over 2,000 years ago.
这正是2000多年前发生的事情。
To a group of no-name shepherds who became the first people in history to hear the most anticipated and significant birth in the history of mankind.
在一群无名的牧羊人的身上的事情，他们成为历史上第一批听到全人类历史上最重要人诞生。
Our first point today is hear the good news.
第一点，听到好消息。
Look at Luke 2, beginning in verse 8.
一起读路加福音二章八到十六节。
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更翅看守羊群。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就甚惧怕。
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy all, for all the people."
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
This will be a great sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。Suddenly,
a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.
忽然有一大队天兵同天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。When
the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。What
would you do if you had heard this declaration?
如果你听到这个宣言，你会怎么做呢？
A Savior has been born to you.
一位救世主已经为你诞生了。The
location has been provided in the city of David.
地点已经给你提供了，在大卫城。Even
more specifically, in a manger.
更具体地说，在马槽里。And
even more specifically, wrapped in cloths.
更具体地说，用布包裹着。Well,
the news of the Savior stirred the hearts of the shepherds.
救主的消息会触动牧羊人的灵魂。They
would leave their flocks and leave their families.
他们会离开他们的羊群和家人。And
the journey was long.
旅程虽然漫长。But
the possibility of witnessing the Son of God born in the flesh was overwhelming.
但亲眼目睹神儿子以肉体降生的使命却是巨大的。The
shepherds heard the good news and they received it in faith.
牧羊人听到了好消息，凭着信心接受了他。They
never once uttered a doubt or scoffed at the message.
他们从来没有表示怀疑或者嘲笑这个信息。As
great examples for us, they urgently tied up the loose ends at home and headed towards Bethlehem, the city of David.
作为我们的榜样，牧羊人紧急地收拾好家里未完成的任务，前往大卫城伯利恒。And
they were willing to travel.
他们愿意旅行。
Even long distances,
甚至非常长的距离,
to observe what the angel had declared.
来观察天使所宣告的内容。
I have to think that these men were giddy with anticipation along the way.
我在想这些人一路上都充满了期待。
Can you imagine what those conversations were like?
可以想象一下他们在沿途的对话吗？
Did you see what I see with those angels?
你可以跟我同样的看到这个天使所要告诉我们的事情吗？
What would this child look like?
这位婴孩会是什么样子呢？
What would they do when they arrived?
他们到达后要做什么事情呢？
I tell you, the shepherds were filled with great anticipation.
So 这些牧羊人心里充满了期待。
But did they just blindly accept this news?
他们只是盲目地接受吗？
No. Because the shepherds knew of God's nature.
不，牧羊人知道神的本性。They
knew him to be a saving God.
他知道这是一位拯救的神。It
was God who saved Israel from Pharaoh in Egypt and would miraculously part the Red Sea.
就是这位神从法老和埃及人的手中拯救了以色列，并行奇迹分开了红海。God
would save his nation from Assyrian and Babylonian exile.
这位神拯救了他的子民，免遭亚述和巴比伦的流放。God
would save Joseph and David from death.
这位神将约瑟和大卫从死亡中解救出来。And
God would save his people from extermination in Esther.
在以斯帖记，神拯救了他的子民，免遭灭绝。
And now God is saving his nation through a Messiah, a deliverer, a redeemer, the anointed one.
现在这位神再次通过一位弥赛亚，一位拯救者，一位救赎者，一位受膏者来拯救他的子民。
They knew he was coming.
他们知道这位神要来。
For 1,000 years, God would tell his nation that the Messiah was coming.
在1000年来，神一直向他的子民宣告，弥赛亚将要到来。
The Old Testament prophets would prepare the world for the arrival of the king.
旧约的先知为世界准备好迎接王的到来。
And the shepherds would have heard these prophecies.
牧羊人会听到这些预言。
And these Old Testament prophecies still speak to us today.
旧约的预言今天仍然对我们说话。
Micah 5:2 tells us that in Bethlehem, out of you will come for me, one who will be a ruler over Israel.
弥迦书5:2，伯利恒以法他雅，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
The Old Testament tells us that somebody is coming, and he's coming to Bethlehem.
旧约告诉我们，有人要来，而且这位人来自伯利恒。
In Jeremiah 23:5, the Bible declares that God will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign.
在耶利米书23:5节，耶和华说：“日子将到。” 我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。
The Bible anticipates that somebody is coming, and he's coming from the lineage of David.
圣经告诉我们，神只会来，而且他来自大卫的后裔。
In Isaiah 7:14, the Bible tells us that a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
以赛亚书7:14节，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名为以马内利。These
are just a few of the prophecies written hundreds of years before Jesus would ever be born on earth.
这只是几百年以内神所说的几个的。
In the town of Bethlehem, to the king of David, born of a virgin, Jesus was promised.
在大卫城，在伯利恒，耶稣诞生了。God's
plan was unfolding, and he had chosen the Virgin Mary.
神的计划正在展开，神选择了童女玛利亚。And
now the wait is over. The child is here.
现在等待结束了，这位婴孩来了。And
the shepherds would go, and they knew exactly where to go and what to look for.
牧羊人会去，他们清楚地知道该去哪里，该寻找什么。And
then, manifestation. Jesus is here.
然后我们就可以看到耶稣在这里。Luke
2, 17 and 18, the Bible says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
路加福音2:17-18节，既然看见，就把天使论着孩子的话传开了，凡听见的，就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
The shepherds would search and search for this child, and they would find him.
这些牧羊人会不断地寻找这个婴孩，他们找到了这位婴孩。
And the fulfillment of dozens of Old Testament prophecies can now be seen with human eyes.
数十个旧约预言的应验，现在可以用肉眼看到。
And he's wrapped in swaddling cloths in a manger.
他穿着襁褓，卧在马槽中。
God's gracious and merciful will is now manifest for the entire world to see.
神仁慈的旨意现在已向世人彰显，让我们亲眼目睹。
But seeing baby Jesus wasn't enough for these shepherds.
但看到婴孩基督还不够,
they would spread the word. And I promise you, these shepherds were just ordinary men like you and me.
我向你保证,
most likely, they could barely read a book.
很可能呢,
but let me tell you, they could preach. You see, you don't need a seminary degree or a fancy education or a suit and tie to be able to preach the Word of God. If you felt Jesus yourself and experienced his saving voice and felt the tremendous power of Jesus upon your spirit, then you too can declare Jesus.
如果你自己感受了耶稣经历了他拯救的声音，并感受到他对你心灵巨大的力量，那么你可以宣扬基督。
This angelic visit and the songs of praise and a child in a manger, it was just too much for them to hold on to.
天使的造访，赞美的歌声和马槽里的婴孩。 都让人难以承受的巨大很大的信息。
And the shepherds would preach to anybody they encountered.
牧羊人会向他们遇到的任何人来传福音。
Anybody and everybody would hear the message of this child.
任何人和每个人都会听到圣婴降临的好消息。
In Acts 4:20, the disciples would say, "How can we stop talking about what we have seen and heard?"
在使徒行传4章20节。 使徒们会说，我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。You
see, the human heart that has been touched by God cannot remain silent about Him.
你可以看到那些被神感动的心，他们不能对神保持沉默。We're
given a mission.
我们被赋予了使命。To
take the message across the globe.
要将这个好消息传播到地极。
And declare the same truth as John the Baptist in John 1:29.
就像施洗约翰在约翰福音1章29节中也宣告了同样的真理。John
would say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
约翰会说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
See, the world needs to know who Jesus is.
世界需要知道耶稣是谁。
Because he alone is our salvation.
只有耶稣他自己才能提供救恩。
Jesus is Savior and Lord.
耶稣是救主，他是我们的神。
Look at verses 19 and 20. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
19节，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。20节，牧羊的人回去了，因他所见和所看，他所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就荣耀于神，赞美他。The
responses of Mary and the shepherds were truly amazing.
玛利亚和牧羊人的反应令人惊奇。Mary
would treasure these things in her heart.
玛利亚会把这些事情珍藏在心里。The
shepherds would glorify God.
牧羊人会荣耀神。See,
the shepherds would return to their fields, but they were forever changed.
牧羊人会回到自己牧羊的草地，但他们却永远改变了。They
would never forget the moment when they were face to face with the Messiah.
他们永远不会忘记与弥赛亚面对面的那一刻。Their
hearts would sing a new song.
他们的心将唱起一首新歌。What
God had said, God had done.
神说过的话，神都做到了。Everything
the angels described was true.
天使所描述的一切都是真实的。And
an encounter with Christ never leaves anybody unchanged.
与基督的相遇永远不会让任何人保持不变。
Paul wrote, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
保罗说道,如果你心里认耶稣为主,心里信神从死里复活,你就必得救。
And Paul's scripture unfolds beautifully here as Mary's heart is overflowing with belief.
保罗的经文在这里完美的展现了玛利亚内心充满了信仰。
The shepherds would glorify and praise God for everything they had seen and heard, for it was truth.
牧羊人会荣耀和赞美神，因为他们所看到的和所听到的一切都是真实的。
And in the center of it all was this child.
而这一切的中心就是这个婴孩。
A child of immeasurable glory who was given to the world on Christmas.
一个被赋予了这个世界的无边荣耀的婴孩。
The prophet Hosea would write this in Hosea 14:9. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know.
先知何西阿在何西阿书十四章九节说：“谁是智慧人，可以明白这些事？谁是通达人，可以知道这一切？”
This morning, I present to you the source of all wisdom and all knowledge and all truth and all salvation.
今天我正在这里向你们展现所有智慧、知识、真理和救赎的源泉。
And these things have been written so that you may believe.
而且这些事情就是为了让你们知道基督耶稣是神的儿子。
So that you may know that Jesus is the Son of God.
你会知道基督耶稣是神的儿子。
The prophet Ezekiel would write at least 15 times, they will know I am the Lord.
先知以西结至少写了15次，他们必知道我是耶和华。
See, your heavenly Father wants you to know who Jesus is.
你的天父想让你知道基督耶稣是谁。
Christ is the answer to the once unknown mysteries of Scripture.
基督是圣经里曾经不为人知奥秘的答案。
And the entire Bible is written so that you may know that Jesus is the one.
整本圣经就是为了让你们知道耶稣是。
And the wait is over, and our King is here.
他是神的儿子，等待结束了，我们的王来了。
But here's the question.
但是这里有一个问题。
Why?
为什么？
It's a great question, isn't it?
这是一个非常好的问题，是不是？
Why does any of this matter?
为什么这很重要？
What does this have to do with Christmas?
这和圣诞节有什么关系呢？
Why was this child sent?
为什么这个婴孩要来呢？
Why did God proclaim for 1,000 years that somebody is coming?
为什么神1000年以来一直的宣告有人要来？
Why?
为什么？
Why do we come to church?
为什么我们要来到教堂？
Why?
为什么？
Did Jesus come just to be a politician or a doctor or an athlete?
耶稣来是为了成为一个政治家、医生和运动员吗？
No.
不是。
Did Jesus come just to be a good friend and a shoulder to lean on during tough times?
耶稣来只是想成为一个好朋友，一个在困难的时期你可以投靠在他肩膀依靠的人吗？
No.
也不是。
Did Jesus come just to be an above average preacher and teacher?
耶稣来就是要成为一个高于平均水平的教师吗？
No.
也不是。
So why?
那么为什么呢？
Why did Jesus come?
为什么主基督耶稣要来呢？
So we must go all the way back.
我们必须一路的走回去。
Before the prophets of old.
在古代的先知前。
Before King David.
在大卫王前。
Before Joshua and Joseph.
在约书亚和约瑟前。
Before Noah.
在挪亚前。
All the way to the first 3 chapters of the Bible.
回到圣经的最前面的三章。
In the first 3 chapters, we witness 3 history-defining events.
在这三章里，我们见证了三个定义历史的事件。
We see creation.
我们看见创造。
In the beginning, God.
开始神。
And everything he made was good.
他创造的一切都是美好的。
Then we see the fall.
我们看到了堕落,
the ultimate human tragedy.
终极的人类的悲剧,
the darkest day in history.
历史上最黑暗的一天,
when man disobeyed God and sin would enter into the world.
当人违背神的时候,
our enemy Satan had deceived us. And now, even today, our natural inclination is to choose ourselves over God.
在今天, 在现在, 我们自己,
we are now at odds with God.
我们现在与神不和,
separated from Him because of sin.
与神分离了,
but He doesn't leave us there.
但是我们没有停留在那里,
we also see redemption.
我们已经看到了救赎。
Genesis 3:15 says this, and I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.
创世纪3章15节, 我又要叫你和女人彼此为敌,你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为敌,女人的后裔要伤你的头,你要伤她的脚跟。
This is the first ever message of good news in the Bible.
这是圣经里边第一条的好消息。
Despite our disobedience, a Savior is coming who will crush sin and redeem His people.
尽管人类不服从,救世主即将来临,他将粉碎罪恶并拯救他的子民。
In Genesis 3, God could have brushed away all of humanity into destruction.
在创世纪的第3章中,神本可以将全人类带入毁灭。
But our loving God had a plan of redemption, and it was already underway.
但是充满慈爱的神,他的救赎的计划已经开始了。
His blueprint was emerging.
他的蓝图正在浮现。
A child would come.
一位婴孩将会到来。
And he would pay the penalty that we deserve from the garden, and he would rescue his people.
这位婴孩会来支付我们在伊甸园中应得的惩罚,并拯救他的子民。
Charlie Brown would ask, what is the meaning of Christmas?
小孩书当中的一个人物,查理布朗会问,圣诞节是什么意思呢?
Well, here it is.
就是这样。
Mark 10:45, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
马可福音10章45节,因为人子来,并不是要受人的服侍,乃是要服侍人,并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
If how he arrived wasn't remarkable enough, why he arrived is of extraordinary significance to us.
如果他来的方式还没有那么奇妙,那么他来的原因真的是太了不起了。
He arrived to give his life so that you and I may live.
他来是为了要献出他的生命,因为你和我可以生存。
He came into this world specifically to die.
他来到这个世界,他就是为了要受死。
And whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
凡信他的人不至灭亡,反得永生。
And though the cross took his life, the grave is empty.
虽然十字架夺去,在十字架上夺去了他的生命,但坟墓是空的。
See, he did not stay dead.
他并没有死。
Just as promised, he rose from the dead on the third day.
正如他所承诺的,在第3天,他从坟墓中复活。
Why?
为什么?
There's that word again. Why?
又是这个问题,为什么?
To demonstrate his power over sin and death as the Son of God.
来展示他作为神的儿子,对罪和死亡的权柄。
See, Jesus not only talked the talk, he walked the walk.
耶稣不只是说说而已,他也付诸了行动。
And now each Christmas, we get to celebrate a season.
所以现在每一个圣诞节，我们都可以在这里庆祝。
We celebrate the revelation of God's miraculous plan.
我们庆祝神奇妙计划的启示。
Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
The plan of redemption has come into existence.
救赎的计划已经实现了，
The Word of God has become flesh.
道成肉身，成就了。
And Yahweh did all of this for you.
耶稣所做的这一切呢，都是为了你，为了我。
Look at Luke 2:11. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
路加福音2:11，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
I just want to point out that Hannah is now wearing this. She got this slide yesterday. Now it's a shirt. The Christmas story is either the greatest lie ever told, or it's the greatest miracle to ever happen to the history of mankind.
这个圣诞的故事，要么就是有史以来最大的谎言，要么就是人类历史上发生过最伟大的奇迹。
But you must decide.
你必须做出决定。
Believe with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, or not.
尽心、尽力、尽意的相信或者不相信。
And so it is with Jesus.
耶稣也是如此。
We cannot hear the gospel message and simply place it back under the tree and do nothing with it.
我们不能听到福音的信息，但是把它放回到圣诞树下，而不对其进行处理。
You must decide, believe or not believe.
你也必须做出决定，相信或者不相信。
And I beg you this morning to receive Jesus.
今天早晨，我恳求你接受耶稣。
Receive the free gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
接受神免费的礼物，那就是基督耶稣里的永生。
I want to take a moment to speak to those of you who have already given your hearts to Jesus.
我想借这个机会来对你们这些得救的人说，
This is a season filled with joy.
这是一个充满喜乐的季节。
Though our circumstances may be challenging, our King is king.
尽管我们自身的处境可能充满了挑战。但我们的王就是王。
Our eternal future secured the moment that we bow down to this child.
当我们向这位婴孩敬拜的那一刻起，我们永恒的未来就永远确定了。
Who was anticipated for generations?
世世代代都期待着他。
Who was born in a manger to a virgin in Bethlehem?
他诞生在马槽里，
Just as the angel declared.
就好像天使在宣告的一样，
Someday soon, the happiness of the Christmas season will fade away.
很快的有一天，这个季节的快乐就会消失。
Walmart will start selling Valentine's Day gifts next week.
我们知道，下周开始，沃尔玛呢就开始销售情人节的商品了。
Soon, you will take your Christmas decorations down.
很快，你就会把家里的圣诞装饰取下来。
But the joy of Jesus Christ is every single day.
但基督耶稣的喜乐每天都是新的。
Jesus was born for you.
耶稣是为你而生。
But Christmas is not always a time of happiness and anticipation.
圣诞节并不是一个总是充满幸福和期待的。
Many Christians will weep their way through this holiday season.
可能许多的基督徒会在这个季节里哭泣。
The reality of a lost loved one and an empty seat around the tree this year will be overwhelming for some people.
失去亲人以及圣诞树周围空着的座位，在这一年的现实，可能是让某一些人难以承受的。
I have a friend who lost a child to suicide this year.
今年我有一个朋友，他失去了他的一个孩子，这个孩子自杀了。
This is her first Christmas without her daughter.
这是他第一个没有女儿一起庆祝的圣诞节。
I tell you, Jesus is her only comfort this holiday season.
耶稣是他这个假期里边唯一的安慰。
Because Jesus said he will provide you comfort.
耶稣说他会给你带来安慰。
Maybe you're burdened by the stresses of life.
或者你正在为生活中承受的压力而痛苦。
Jesus promises you joy.
耶稣应许给你喜乐。
Maybe you feel the weight of guilt and failure just anchoring you down.
许多人可能会感到内疚和失败的重压，让你感到沮丧。
Jesus promises grace, for his yoke is easy.
耶稣应许了恩典，因为他说他的轭是轻省的。
Isaiah would write that this child would come and die as a suffering servant.
以赛亚写道：“这位婴孩将作为一个仆人，受苦的仆人而死去。”
To take the wrath of God and to bring peace to all men.
承受神的愤怒，为所有的人带来和平，
To bear our sins upon the cross.
在十字架上担当我们的罪孽，
To take our lashings and bear our iniquities.
承受我们的鞭打，担当我们的罪孽。
See, Jesus promises you peace with God.
耶稣应许了你可以与神和好，
This child has been born for you.
这个婴孩为你而生。
It's interesting that the Christmas tree is perhaps the main symbol of the season.
有趣的是，圣诞树是圣诞节的一个主要的象征。
Each one of us likely has one or more in our home.
可能我们每个人家里都有一棵或者多棵。
And the main symbol of eternal life is a tree that our suffering servant was nailed to.
永生的主要象征呢，也是我们受苦的仆人被钉在树的上面。
It is to this tree that Jesus, the King of the Jews, would have his blood poured out and his body broken, and the penalty of sin was paid.
犹太人的王耶稣，他的血从他破碎的身体倾倒在这棵树上，并为罪付出了代价。
To an unbeliever, the cross is a stumbling block.
对于不信的人来说，十字架是绊脚石。
But to us Christians, it is the power of eternal life.
但对于基督徒来说，十字架是永生的力量。
Sadly, not everybody believes.
可悲的是，不是每一个人都相信。
Many will come to church and they will see with their eyes, but their hearts, well, they're unaltered.
许多人，他们来到教会，他们亲眼看见他，但他们的心刚硬，不能改变。
Many come and see the cross and simply shrug their shoulders as they're impartial or indifferent or unconcerned about church.
许多人看到十字架，他只会耸耸肩，好像是公正，但是冷漠，漠不关心。
The religious leaders in Luke 1 were uninterested in the news of this child being born.
就像路加福音第一章中的宗教领袖，尽管他们听到了这个婴孩的消息，但他们并不感兴趣。
I've heard so many people say, if I could see Jesus with my own eyes, then I'll believe.
我听很多人说，如果我亲眼的看到耶稣，我就会相信他。
Or if Jesus wanted me to believe he's real, he'd prove it to me right now.
或者他们会说，如果耶稣想要我相信他是真实的。那么他应该现在就证明他自己。
I've heard of so many who have come to church are just uninterested.
我看到那么多的人来到了教会，他们会说我不感兴趣。
I had one 20-something-year-old tell me recently, I have too much life left to live to be concerned about Jesus.
最近我遇到一个20多岁的人对我说：“我还有太多的生命去活，我没有时间去关心教会。”
See, these are not words of belief, but rejection.
这些不是相信的话，这是拒绝的话。
And for those who are like this, you'll never really understand verse 17.
对于这些不相信的人来说，他们永远也不会理解第十七节。
See, you won't proclaim what you've never felt.
你不会宣告你从未感受过的事情。
You won't proclaim what you truly don't believe in.
你不会宣扬你内心并不真正相信的事情。
To you who have never felt anything for Jesus, I ask you to look at verse 18 in wonder.
对于那些从未对基督有任何感觉的人，我请你看看第十八节，并感到惊奇和盼望。
Wonder about the things that you've heard today.
想知道你今天听见的事情。
Ponder the meaning of Christmas and the cross and ask God for understanding.
在心里默想十字架的意义，求神帮助 理解。
Think of your sin today and God's punishment of sin.
想想你今天的罪和神的惩罚。
Ponder the Savior's blood and his forgiveness.
想想救主的血和他的宽恕。
Wonder about the gospel message and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
想知道这个关于死亡、埋葬和复活的福音信息。
Don't turn your heart callous today.
不要让你的心变得冷漠无情。
If you feel a burning in your heart, act on it today and ask God to pour out His love and His forgiveness and your acceptance into heaven.
如果你感到你的心在燃烧，今天就采取行动，祈求神他的爱、他的宽恕、他的接纳倾倒在天堂里。
Consider these things today and look upon Christ on the cross and trust in Him.
今天就考虑这些事情，仰望十字架上的基督，并相信他。
Have your scarlet sins washed white as snow.
让你像朱红一样的罪孽变得如雪一样洁白。
And then you can return back to verse 17 and proclaim all that you have seen and all you have heard.
然后你再回到第17节，向任何愿意听的人宣告你所看到的、所听到的一切。
Proclaim it to anybody and everybody who will hear.
向你所看见、所听到的一切人来宣告。
Generations would anticipate the arrival of this child.
几代人都在期待这位圣婴的到来。
And this morning, I present him to you as the Savior of the world.
今天早上，我要向你们介绍他，他是所有相信他人的救世主。
But you must believe.
你会对这位婴孩做怎样的回应呢？
What will you do with the news of this child?
今天你会做怎样的回应呢？
People believe in many things at Christmas time.
人们在圣诞节期间可能相信很多的事情。
Today is the day.
今天就是这一天。
Believe the truth.
让我们相信真理。
I invite our worship team to come up.
请敬拜团队上来。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father God, I thank you, Lord, so much for Jesus.
亲爱的天父，真的是感谢您赐给我们主基督耶稣。
From centuries past, you told us to be ready that a child was coming.
几个世纪当中，你告诉世界，准备好，圣婴来了。
And now the child is here.
现在，圣婴就在这里。
Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
主基督耶稣，他是王中之王，是万主之主。
Has come to take away the sin of the world.
他已经来了，拿走这个世上一切的罪孽。
This is the greatest Christmas message we could ever hear.
这是一个最美好的圣诞信息，我们可以听到。
We love you and bless you.
我们爱你，我们求您的恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主基督耶稣的名祷告，阿门。